But I mean, there's nothing actually sent. There's leaflets. You pick the leaflets up at the clinic. But I mean, I'm a diabetic of many years, so it really that doesn't really become sort of part of my thing. But I mean, I read about diabetes in books and things like that, you know, because this is one way of getting information. But I do some, if I read in the, I always have a paper every day. Sometimes you pick up a snick here and a snick there. That isn't really always strictly so. It does seem to me that the spin doctors then have been getting at these things, because I have noticed that there's to boost the public view of the medical profession, you occasionally get things in the papers which are really utter crap. Particular instance, if I remember, was that, oh, we've solved diabetes. They inject the islets of Lanahan under the skin and anywhere in the body, and then they will start up their own system of getting insulin and all that. So I thought, cool, that's magic. We'll have some of that done. So I phoned, of course, me being what I am, I phoned up these doctors. This man's, who used to be in charge of the diabetic down the old Radcliffe Infirmary, and I thought, well, I'll give him a ring anyway. I wasn't able to get him in, but his wife was a doctor, and I had a chat with her, and I said, well, look, I'd like this to be done. I said, I've been diabetic for, I think it was about 40 years then. I've been diabetic for 40 years. I would half like to finish my life not being dependent on that needle and that. And she said, well, have a word with my husband. You, next time you go down to your clinic, you have a word with him and see what he says about that. Anyway, next time I went down to the clinic, he'd upped his gear and he'd gone somewhere else. So that was the end of that. But it's just one of these things that you know, I suppose really, if that's all the arm you can find with it, it's not, they ain't done too bad.